there's a difference between what the historical Jesus actually said and what the Gospels say he said. This is just part of scholarship, is realizing that the Gospels are portraying Jesus in light of their own views about him. And to understand what the historical Jesus was really like, we have to get behind the Gospels to establish what Jesus himself said.
If one accepts the higher criticism of the Bible without any manuscript sources to back that up, and if one combines that with an anti-miraculous metaphysic, then one, of course, cannot go along with the picture of Jesus that is presented in these documents. And therefore, one does just the opposite of the careful historical examination or a careful historical treatment of the issue. What one does is to disregard the historical facts and substitute philosophical ideology that, because one feels uncomfortable with the material as it stands, one has simply got to get behind the material somehow and develop a picture of Jesus which is more accommodating to one's belief system.